Hey, I'm a helpful Southern California Honda dealer. You might know us from our random acts of helpfulness. This summer, we'll be helping SoCal residents beat the heat with free ice-cold treats from our helpful ice cream truck. And during the Honda Summer Clearance event, we can help you too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2016 CR-V LX, a 2016 IIHS top safety pick. Click the dealer locator link to find a dealer near you and go to SoCalHondaDealers.com to suggest a random act of helpfulness for someone you know.
Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tiger.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 13 of the Being Brilliant radio show. The radio show really is a deep and impactful look at what it takes to be brilliant. The show invites its listeners, that's you, to step into the very essence of who they are being as they show up to their lives. My guests bring a combination of ancient wisdom teachings coupled with practical tools and essential life and leadership skills translated into actionable strategies so that you, our listeners, may step into being the very best version of yourselves. My interviewees are high performers, thought leaders, game changers, soul activators, pioneers, dreamers, adventurers, wayseers, as well as friends and family. Those who, in my eyes, live brilliantly and who travel magically through life, shining their light so others may do the same. Now, today I have a very, very special guest on the line. Her name is Giselle Genoway. We met about 18 months ago in Sydney, Australia, at an event, and we made an absolute beeline for each other and have been great friends ever since. Now, Giselle, and boy, have we got a great radio show in store for you today. Giselle is an intuitive guide for old souls. I can hear her chuckling in the background.
Absolutely.
She's an intuitive guide for old souls who sometimes or even frequently wonder what on earth they're doing here, despite having had serious second thoughts since birth about the wisdom of incarnating. She has embraced her role as one of the new paradigm warriors, here to help light workers who would live lightly upon the earth and bring through radical social change because they can't stomach the status quo. She is fascinated by quantum physics, the law of attraction, the scale of consciousness, and observing the patterns that run through people's lives. She's a naturopath, homeopath, widow, mother of 5 wild free children, lives remotely off-grid in Australia, and has strong gypsy tendencies. Giselle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, my darling. I'm speaking to you from my car, my modern-day gypsy wagon.
I love it. So welcome to the show. I am really looking forward to digging deep into the show with you. And we're going to start off with just a little bit of backstory so people can tap into where you're coming from. And just begin to look at where you've come from and how you've got to be where you are today.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show, firstly, because this is a new experience for me, and I thrive on new experiences. I resist them, but then I just come alive when I have to do new things and discover what I'm capable of. And
wonderful.
I've been on the planet long enough now to know when I'm being given the celestial boot, like shove along, and I just love that it's your foot in the boot making me do something new.
Yay!
So how did I get to be here? Well, I grew up in Sydney. I think I've always kind of had that one eyebrow raised. What the fuck am I doing here? Who are these people? This place is insane. But yeah. I had the protection of a very beautiful family around me, so it kind of stayed safe. But I could tell in an instant always whether somebody was kind of safe to connect with or, like, keep a distance. Mm-hmm. And it probably wasn't till I met my husband, who I found in the bush when I was 16 and took him home. Like, it was just like instant soul connection, like fraction of a second. And we were just bonded so tight, you know, for the next 17 years until he left the planet. And we always had yearnings towards our own lands. Like, we kind of knew what we wanted out of life. We were both very freedom-minded. And managed to move, like, with a lot of freedom within the system, but never quite busted free, like never got to that next level of autonomy that felt really satisfying. And when he died, like 2 weeks before his 36th birthday, it was just total permission to stop playing by any rules I was still ascribing to. And I took the kids out of school and we packed up the house and my old cat, who was other mother to all of my children, and my 5 children and my sister-in-law, we packed up the car, we packed up the trailer, we went off into the wilderness and actually spent the next 2.5 years just traveling remotely. Letting each day unfold. Just practicing being in the moment of now, just living right now, not for the future, not safe now so that we can be safe later, but just like, what do you want to do today? Let's go live.
So let me just pause you for a moment there. This is you at what, 35, 36, with 5 kids,
33.
And you're taking them out of school, 33, age of Christ.
Yes. Grow up time.
Yeah, exactly. 33, 5 kids, going off the grid and traveling for 2.5 years.
Old cat, yep. Starting with a tent, then we got a bus, then we moved up in the world to a caravan and changed cars. And it's just too much fun.
I can imagine. Oh my goodness. And I can imagine, I mean, I've seen obviously pictures of your kids since we've met, and I can't wait to meet them in person one day soon when I make it down to Kangaroo Island, which is where you are now in southern Australia. But they do look so free. They look wild, they look free, they look happy, they look soulful, they look grounded, spiritual. They just look wonderful.
Yeah.
And you're such an earth mama as well. It's just
well, I am to those 5. I couldn't mother any children, but mine, they're meant for me, and we know how to roll.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. So 5 kids traveling Australia for 2.5 years on your own, recently widowed. Tell us a little bit more, because I'm intrigued. I'm sure my guests are too.
So I've always had just enough intuition to know what was coming. I even saw my husband's death coming, but I've never been able to predict the how it comes out. I'd like to get a bit more psychic on that. A few more answers would be really nice, rather than just bumbling into everything. But we always knew we were going to have our own land. And so when he died, he'd bent himself into a 9-to-5 shape for 5 years with his degree in environmental science. And it really didn't suit him, but it did kind of serve the ultimate purpose in that kind of poetry of life, where his superannuation did provide a bit of money that we could buy a little bit of land with if we were careful about where we went. So while we were traveling, we were always on the lookout, like, do we love this place? Could we see ourselves here? Could we put down roots here? And, you know, just serendipity, one thing leading to another, we ended up on Kangaroo Island. And as soon as we landed on the beach, we just all felt uncannily like we'd come home. And very, very quickly we found this little piece of land, which is right up high in the sky, 180-degree view of the sky. Stunning sunset every night, amazing sunrise every morning, beautiful stars all night. And then we just felt like we'd come home. So we bought it, and I spent probably half the money on a caravan and car, the other half on the land. Just enough for a shed and a water tank, back to zero, next adventure.
That's just so incredible. And what's it like? I mean, just give us a description, because I know most people, we see more and more on social media of people trying the sort of the off-grid route. And I just saw something today about a guy who went traveling from the States to Panama, actually, where I used to live. And with zero money in his pocket, and he was just, the whole experiment was to see how great people really were, and how he went traveling, and he helped people out, and other people helped him out, and he just made his way, but without any money in his pocket, without a phone, without a credit card, nothing. And obviously now he's going to write a book about it or something or other. But
beautiful.
Share a little bit more about what it's really like to live off the grid like that.
Well, I can totally relate to what you said about him, because when my husband first died, I was absolutely fucking exhausted. I didn't have one tiny drop of energy to spare for anyone beyond my children. So
yeah,
it's that beauty of not caring. Like, I so didn't care. Like, the sun would come up every morning and I'd be like, again, every fucking day the sun has to come up and I have to live another day. So it was just like that level of exhaustion just meant, okay, amuse me. And when I set off traveling, I just said, there are no strangers, only friends I haven't met yet. I dropped all judgment of other people because I didn't have the energy to judge them anymore. And I just completely trusted. We've got a very strong spiritual connection with my man. He's still guarding us. Like, when he first got diagnosed with cancer, I said, don't you dare leave me a widow with 5 children. And he said, I won't. So yeah, the best he could do was kind of hang around in spirit form and be a guide, which he's been an amazing guide. I give him full credit. So I just trusted I'd be led. So it's just like giving over of control. I trusted that I'd only meet people who were friends and protectors, not predators, because everybody freaks out about being preyed upon by psychopaths when they're in remote country. But it wasn't my experience even once. And just going off with that, the day begins. It starts with coffee. That's my agreement with existence, is we start with coffee, and I don't do anything until I've had at least one beautiful cup of coffee. Soaks into my cells. I can deal with being physical. It's like, right, what's next? And so just going into life without expectations, and traveling into country where you don't even know what to expect. Traveling into towns where you don't even know what shops there are. So if you need something, you've got to be alert and find it. It just brings you into now, which is the most beautiful, energized place to be. And it was like this beautiful rest where I could actually enjoy life rather than agonizing about the past, being anxious about the future. It's just meeting the moment in the moment, day after day after day. Not knowing where we were going to sleep, but trusting we would find somewhere, always finding something, always landing gently. Whenever something bad happened, there was always someone there to assist and give help. Sometimes I was the person giving assistance to somebody else. And it's just this beautiful, beautiful flow where you stop caring, but you trust. And it all works out. And you've got no idea how, but it all works out.
That is incredible. It's just that level of trust that you've developed with the universe.
Yeah, and it's so much easier when you're traveling, when you're in a new space every day. So when we landed here and I woke up in the same paddock every day, it was way more challenging. Like, I had to rediscover that feeling all over again because I wasn't being constantly stimulated by a new landscape. And, you know, that's when you meet the limits in your own mind. And it probably took me a good year and a half. I call it like Vipassana with lots and lots of talking because I've got 5 children and they never fucking shut up. it was the challenge of Vipassana, but not with the silence, but with the peace around us of nature.
Amazing.
And I nearly, definitely, you know, walked the borders of sanity with that one. But then I found how to wake up each day fresh and curious and ready for all the synchronicity that could unfold, even though I was in the same physical space every day. And I made life fun again. And then I got too good at that, so we took on this business thing, didn't we, Amy?
We did.
Take another challenge. Bust a new layer of freedom.
Yep. Yeah,
we're getting there.
We're getting there, absolutely. It's all about the visibility now.
Yeah, so how to be free. And have a schedule. Like, how do you do that? That's the tightrope I'm walking at the moment, and I'm getting there.
Yeah, that's a really good conundrum, isn't it? How to be free and have a schedule.
I like it best when I don't even need to know what day of the week it is. And
yeah,
the time,
right.
The time is a curiosity. It's like, well, it's rainy or it's windy or it's sunny or it's the morning or it's the afternoon. But the time, like, what is that? This human construct of time. Why do we need to buy into that?
That's a really good question to delve into. Maybe we can delve into that one on another conversation. So,
but the clock has allowed us to coordinate across the world right now, and I love that.
I know, it's pretty amazing. It's it's the time differences between us is quite something.
Yeah, so you're jet lagged in the middle of the night. I'm early in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. So let's start taking a look now at what it is. So we've taken a look at sort of a deep dive at your story and how you've got to be where you are, living off the grid with five kids, and now taking on another challenge, which is stepping into the whole process of business and adding that to what you so beautifully do in your life. So I want to take a look at what you're really passionate about next. So we've looked at living off grid, et cetera, but now beginning to hone in so that our listeners get a deeper understanding of what it is you do with your clients. You started off by responding to me talking about energetic consciousness and transformation. This is what you're passionate about. So tell me a little bit more about this and what you mean by this.
Well, so often we focus in on the events, like what someone said to us, what happened. And that's where we start to go off track, because we ascribe too much importance to the thing that's happening rather than the feeling you've got around it.
Mm-hmm.
So often someone will say something to you and it will trigger you really badly, but sort of out of all proportion to the event.
Right.
And so one of the things that it's just one of my natural talents that I do is kind of be able to see how themes run through people's lives. So whatever, maybe the tone of what someone said to you then is actually the tone of how your mother spoke to you when you were younger, and it just hits that button. So it's really mm-hmm. got fuck all to do with now. It's that pattern that's been triggered in you over time. So where I love to get into the energetics is to be able to just disregard all the circumstances that people go back and forth over and nut out endlessly and still get nowhere. And just mm-hmm. go, okay, so what's that feeling? And how would you like to change that? Because when you can change your relationship to life in that way, when you can discover how you feel about something and know how to change how you feel about it so that you can like it better, you can stop being triggered and you can just get back into the moment of now and be available to appreciate the beauty and the wonder around you.
Amazing.
So I love being able to help people get unstuck really fast and take back that power over their experience. I just get a kick out of it every time. I don't even mean to do it half the time. the universe keeps placing people in front of me who need that little bit of transformation. And like, I did it in 10 minutes with a guy yesterday. I was only shopping, but you know, suddenly someone's falling apart in front of me, and we take that moment and I show him a few things and get a message back later. Like, I've never felt so much of a shift ever in such a short space of a time. Can we see each other again? So,
oh wow.
You know, I'm happy to go online now because it means I can really reach people who I love to work with. But wherever I go, it happens anyway. Like, I can be on a remote beach and I'll end up in a conversation with someone who needs to hear whatever it is I've got to say and get a shift and move on and up in their life.
And that's just so brilliant. So perhaps whoever's listening out there is being placed in front of you in a distant online way.
Well, I hope so, because like, the last thing I want to do is come on and talk about me, but whatever comes out my mouth, I hope that it's of service to someone who can be inspired.
Well, I know, we've got a lot to get through today. So if anybody listening would like to get in touch with Giselle, if what she's talking about resonates with you, her website is www.indigoimpulse.com. That's indigoimpulse.com. Or you can find her on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Mama Lioness, which is MAMALIONESSE. She's also on Instagram at Mama Lioness, MAMALIONESSE. So, let's just take a little bit, like, the next step then, looking at what you're passionate about. So helping people raise their vibration and moving up the scale of consciousness, both personally and collectively, you've also put. So you described here also, which I love, it's like waking up to the reality that we are points of consciousness wearing earth suits, inhabiting a pretty speck of dust spinning in the vastness of space. That's such a beautiful description of how you see us, humanity, living
like,
on planet Earth.
Can we stop taking this human life so goddamn seriously?
Right?
Really? Does it matter what color shoes I'm wearing?
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, really.
Does it matter who
we've
made
had, we've been
handbag?
Had before, So my next question is, what specifically is your dream and vision for your life?
Okay. So when Emmanuel died, and it was like, okay, so he came for a quick one, I'm obviously here for a long one, but I could always see that we were in cahoots with each other. He was really here for the land and the environment. That was his passion. I tended to be much better at working with the people, even though I loved nature. But happy people who are fulfilled, don't go around robbing each other of energy. They don't go around hurting each other. They don't go around brutalizing animals. And they don't go bulldozing nature. Like, there's just no need to do that when you feel good. So when I'm working with individuals, I love helping them feel amazing in a short space of time, which is just getting in touch with who they really are. I'm not doing anything except catalyzing their coming back to themselves. I don't even know how I do that half the time, but I do that. And when people feel amazing, they spread the love. Like, there's this beautiful ripple effect that goes on. Everyone in their family gets a vibrational lift because, you know, mama's happy and she's dancing around the kitchen. So, you know, it feels better to be alive. And then every interaction they have with someone else, and they share little bits that perhaps I've taught them that they pick up from somewhere else. They put it all together and it just goes out into the world in ways that you can never foresee. And so the faster we get everyone happy, like just content in their own skin, the nicer place it's going to be. And this planet really, really, really needs it right now. Because we're in that kind of, you know, dice roll zone. I don't know which way it's going to go. So I've just got to put all my eggs in the basket that people can access that amazingness within themselves, and they can access it fast enough. And while I'm here, I'll do my bit to help that. And in the meantime, I'll live my life as high a vibration as delightfully as possible so that I'm putting the right vibration back out there, because the solutions are all there. Like, half the things that we need have already been invented and they're in some dude's locked drawer waiting until they can make a profit out of it. But the more of us that just step out of the system and start doing our own thing and, you know, deliberately buying organic so it's not supporting the pesticide industry, like making educational choices that support empowering. All of those little choices by many, many people, they add up and they will be the shift. It's not going to be some big event. It's going to be many, many people upgrading their own lives and the lives of the people around them. That just makes a massive difference all of a sudden, critical mass.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I'm a little bit passionate about that.
Just a little bit. And you're also doing an incredible, you know, you do such incredible work with your clients, but also looking at your kids as well. You know, you've got, just talking about the mother of a family and living in a like a high vibe way, you literally walk your talk. I mean, I've seen it, and I, you know, when we chat together, and that's the thing as well, it's just you're such a brilliant example of the work you do, and it's just so amazing to see.
It's a big experiment, but I literally tell them, you have to do what you want. Do whatever you want. So fucking figure out what you want and go do it, make it happen. Because if it's not happening, it's because you're not creating it.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the biggest things I stumble across with people as well, is they just don't know what they want. People, you know, they think they do on an intellectual level, perhaps. They want this, that, and the other. But then when you peel back a few more onion layers, it's like, well, actually, I have no idea what I want. I have no idea what's my best interest.
I didn't know when a friend asked me, a beautiful friend, another light worker out there, John Gabriel, who does a lot of amazing work in weight loss, was on my couch late at night, and he said, well, what do you want to do now? I was like, I just looked at him blankly, like, what do you mean? What do you want? I was like, I'd like to, I don't know, get really, really well slept and cared for and nourished and just not have any responsibility for life. Okay, imagine you've been in Bali or Thailand for 2 months. You've been having beautiful juices, massages every day. You completely replenish. The kids are looked after. Everything's taken care of. Now what do you want to do? And I just looked at him like, I don't know. I'm so full up with what I had to do, but I didn't even know what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and that's a place that many people are at, I find as well. And it's just, like you say, peeling back those onion layers and getting a little deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
So exciting. Awesome.
Yeah, take the
well, yeah, exactly. One by one. It's like facing those rules as they come up and just dismantling them and exploring freedom within.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I just love. I love that you do that so brilliantly. So, talking about being brilliant, because that's what the show is all about, what is being brilliant for you? What does it mean for you?
Okay, for me, it means caring less and less and less about conforming to anything that comes from outside of me. Mm-hmm. And just getting more and more into that zone that I've tasted. Like sometimes it's more acute for me and sometimes it's a bit more distant. But if I can wake up in the morning excited because of the colours in the sky and totally curious as to what the day will bring me, even if I think I know what's going to happen, I don't. Like you never actually know what's going to happen, even on a quote-unquote ordinary day. If I can wake up with that feeling of curiosity and willingness to have life unfold in front of my eyes and be excited about the synchronicity that might be there, that is being mm-hmm. brilliant for me. And if I can't feel like that and I feel like shit for some reason, then being brilliant is just allowing that to pass through my system, better and better at not believing any of the thoughts that bring me down, but knowing if there's something that needs to come up and out that I let it. Like I might right. sometimes just feel really unaccountably shitty and like snapping at everyone, like, ooh, I don't like this feeling. And usually, you know, something's triggered me, often on a subconscious level, and I'll just go out into the paddock and do some tapping. And it can be less than 5 minutes that I need to just allow that. And, you know, mm-hmm. 90% of the time I'm just missing my man and a tiny bit more grief needs to come up and out. But because I do the tapping, which has been fairly extraordinary for me, it's up and out in just a couple of minutes, and then I can just joyfully meet the day again. So sometimes being brilliant is just being like just sitting with what is and seeing how quickly I can bring it back to something that feels better and then get back to curiosity, because here's another day on earth and what shall we do with it?
Oh, I love that. So tell me just a little bit about, or tell the listeners here today just a little bit more about tapping and what do you mean by tapping?
Okay, so tapping is the meridian tapping, or EFT, the emotional freedom technique, which your last guest was talking about too.
Yes, she was, and Alexandra.
I got to this point, this was in the Vipassana stage of living in the same paddock every day, where I was still beating myself up for not having been more perfect. You know, in hindsight, you can always see how you could have done things better. Well, I was up to the hilt and I did my best. And no, it probably could have been better, but I couldn't have done better at that time. But there was still mm-hmm. just enough kind of self-hate, loathing, shame, that kind of low vibe stuff going on that I wasn't allowing myself to be happy. And I realized I had to do something about it. If I was going to live here for decades more, it needed to feel better than this. Yeah. And even though I was existing on the sole parent pension, which I am so grateful for, I invested $1,000 American, which is a lot more Australian, in a program, because it hit the yes button and I try to follow my intuitive yeses and nos. And it was by Carol Tuttle, who I think is quite amazing, but her voice, oh my God, it took some really serious sitting, making myself keep the earbuds in to listen to such a harsh accent. But her teaching was extraordinary. And one of the things she had in a course was tapping. And I didn't even want to like it. I didn't even want it to work. Because I thought I'm a bit of a pussycat and all this banging on your face is quite inelegant. It's not my style. But I thought, okay, I paid my money. I said I wanted to do this, so I'll give it a red hot go. I'll just try it and see. And I felt such a shift in such a short space of time that I had to capitulate and own it. So I do it my own way now. I haven't actually yet bothered to be certified by anybody. I'm kind of interested to do that, but I found my own way with it. And the way I teach it, it really works for the people that I work with. So that's good enough for me. It's working. Great.
Wonderful.
And I can shift my stuff so fast. And when I get really determined to shift a pattern out of my body, like there was one time when I'd put Tupac on the radio and I'd crank it, sit in the car and just tap. And within about 15 minutes, I shifted all of my deepest, most fucked up human patterns and was a whole lot lighter afterwards. So
wow.
I just like effective tools, and it's an effective tool. EFT, effective tool. There we go.
That's amazing. And I love that you put your own spin on it and help your clients through that. You know, you do it yourself. Again, you live what you talk about.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, again, I'm just going to give people your contact details. Your website is www.indigoimpulse.com, and you can find Giselle on Facebook at facebook.com/mamalioness and at Instagram at mamalioness as well. So I ask,
yes, right at this very moment, darling, that website still says this website's locked because I've got all the pieces. I haven't quite put them together, but I think within 48 hours it's going to be live. So anybody who wants to, who goes to that website and sees they can't get in, if you send me an email at giselle@indigoimpulse.com saying, I'm curious, I promise I'll be in personal contact with you and let you know when it's all up and happening.
Wonderful.
Because my internet, I spent 45 minutes trying to load a page last night. It was tragic.
Oh, no. Okay, so I ask all of my guests to choose a song that really inspires them, that helps them to step into the space of being brilliant. And Giselle has chosen Bob Marley's Lively Up Yourself. So we're just going to listen to that right now and get the jiggy with it with Bob Marley. So here he is, Lively Up Yourself.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
I really enjoyed listening to that.
So brilliant. I haven't listened to Bob in a little while. I was here dancing away in the background.
Yes, me too. Grooving in the driver's seat in my car.
Yeah, exactly. The first line just says it all. Lively up yourself and don't be no drag. It's like, take responsibility. That's exactly what we've been talking about.
Yes.
Take responsibility for your state of being and choose happiness. Choose to work through all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So tell me why that song?
Okay. I have been very much enjoying Bob Marley's Sons in my car stereo lately. But that one... I first found that song in my parents' vinyl collection when I was about 14 or 15, and I just instantly loved it. And as you say, it's, you know, I've tasted enough tragedy in my life that it's humbled me to my knees and put my face in the mud. But I am fully aware that what I've experienced is a drop in the ocean compared to what so many people live with on a daily basis. And there's hardly a time when a beautiful, smiling, dreadlocked rasta boy cannot put a smile on my face. But knowing where that music comes from, you know, way more hardship generally than I've ever known, way more oppression than I've ever known. And still, you know, lively up yourself, you know, get that music going, up your vibe, get that beautiful, groovy heartbeat happening that brings you back into the rhythm of life. And goddamn, dance and sing and feel good. Lively up yourself. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Don't wait for circumstances to do it. Just seize the moment and make this moment of life good. I just love it.
Oh,
it always makes me want to dance. And when you're dancing, you're in the moment too. You're using your body. You're actually here. So,
yes. That presence.
Thank goodness for musicians. I do not know if I could be here without them.
I know, right? Thank you, Bob Marley.
All the musicians out there, please embrace your calling and make lots and lots of beautiful music.
I know, give us more.
I need you.
So anyone who wants to go and download Bob Marley, Lively Up Yourself, you know where to go. iTunes is your best protocol. So, Giselle, we are now into the second half, well into the second half, and I want to look at what are your top three tips, or should I say your top three insights in your field of expertise that you would like the Being Brilliant listeners to walk away with after this interview?
Okay.
Now,
I had to think about that.
So what would be your number one? You mentioned to me earlier your warrior nature is the first.
Yeah, and it can be a peaceful warrior or it can have a little bit more behind it. But there is an element of that discipline of the warrior. When a feeling comes through your body and a thought comes through your head, it is absolutely up to you to choose whether to believe it or not. And that's a moment-to-moment thing. You get better and better at it, but it's, you know, I've been practicing it like my life depended on it, because it probably has for years now. And still, I need to make that choice several times a day. There's a feeling in my body and there's a thought in my head. And am I going to believe that one and go down that thought track, or am I going to choose a different way? And so bringing that consciousness over and over again, that is using your warrior nature. You've got to get really, you know, like lined up in yourself about what direction your life is going to take. But if you do that, if you have the internal discipline to do that, you can actually create your life into anything you want. And I fully believe that.
Wow.
If you're willing to be unhappy over and over again, go for it. But if you want something better, you can just keep choosing, keep choosing, keep choosing, keep choosing. Keep undoing with the left hand and creating with the right hand and finding a way to where you want to be. Every moment.
And it is all about choice, the power of choice. Somebody once told me that choice is the most powerful word in the English language.
Mm-hmm. And it's about all your conscious mind can really do. Because all the patterns are arising from the subconscious, but that conscious mind, it can just keep choosing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow, the power of choice. Amazing. So number two, you mentioned that for you it is your intuitive nature. So what do you mean by that?
Some of the most profound tools that I hand to my people are really, really so goddamn simple. And it can be as simple as, like, if you have any sense of your own intuition, like, some things are a yes and some things are a no. And we get all confused because we think we should do this, or we rationally think we should do that, or we shouldn't do this, or we'll offend someone if we do that and we need to find another way. But if you just cut out all of that noise and all of that bullshit and you just go yes or no, like, what's my body saying to me, then you will always lead yourself true. Like, even if you don't know why you're saying yes to something, maybe you just have a sudden urge to go to a particular beach. Like, you just need to get in the car and drive to a certain place. And then you meet someone and some amazing path of synchronicity flows from that meeting. You don't need to know why you've got a yes to something. You just need to follow the yes. And you don't need to know why you've got a no to something. But if it's a no, you need to listen. A friend of mine didn't listen to her no, and she went to do the thing that she thought she should do. And her friend's dog reached up and bit her top lip off, and she rang me. She said, I so should have listened to myself. I knew not to go there that day. So, you know, you fuck up enough times, you get good at listening. But the faster you can get good at listening, the easier life can be. The more pleasurable life can be.
Right, absolutely. So what would be your number one tip on how to start listening?
It's not complicated. Like, everyone has a gut instinct, and it's just cutting out all the mental noise and just feeling whether something feels like a yes or feels like a no, and then not making excuses for it. Like, I teach my women particularly, who are so used to, you know, looking after everyone else and themselves last, you don't have to give a long explanation. You just say, I've actually just made this commitment to myself to listen to my intuition more, and I'm just listening for the yes or the no, and I'm sorry if my answer offends you, but it's just a no. I'm not going to give you lots of reasons. It's just a no, and I'm listening for my no. Please don't take it personally. I'm just giving myself that benefit now, and I hope you find someone else to do that thing you need to do for, you know, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, so it's just getting back in your own business and staying out of other people's business and being true to yourself, just yes or the no. And the other part of the intuition is to really understand that your emotions are nothing more than a barometer. Like, stop believing your feelings. Just use them as an indicator.
Wow.
If you have a thought and it feels good, it's true to who you are. If you have a thought and it feels bad, it's not true, no matter how convincing it seems. This fellow I was talking to yesterday, he's been truly suicidal this week, beating himself up with thoughts, and his thought was that the people I love will be better off without me. And I said, so how does it feel when you think that thought? And he just burst into tears. Like, I feel awful when I think that. I say, good, not true. But next thought. Right? And that's where that warrior nature comes in. Like, you've got this thought. How does it feel? Awful. Good, not true. Next. Bam.
It's so amazing, isn't it? It sounds so simple, and it is so simple, and we put so many roadblocks in the way, probably because it's so simple.
Because it's so simple. Your body is your feeling tool. Feel it. Let it tell you whether you're on track or off track. It's really, really simple. You just have to do it over and over again.
Amazing. I love it. Okay, so number three, you mentioned to me creativity and freedom, about raising your vibration. So what would you say to that? Delve a little deeper into that as your third insight for being brilliant.
Well, if you don't shift your vibration from, like, if anybody hasn't found the scale of consciousness that David Hawkins has put out there, which is decades of muscle testing and actually finding this impartial scale of vibration, go look it up. Scale of human consciousness, scale of consciousness. It's the tool that just puts everything into perspective. But if you get that in front of you and you look at something down in the sort of orange and red zone, say you're feeling anger, which is down at 150. It's a logarithmic scale, so it's like 200 is much more than 100, and 400 is way more than 200. But 200 is the level of courage. anger's down at 150. The level of unconditional love is 500, and that's my absolute minimum for anything I do. If I'm less than 500, then I'm not even opening my mouth today. But if you're in a position of feeling like a victim, and you're down there struggling, and you're in anger, and you're revenge, and like, you're never going to solve a problem in a good way that's going to make you feel good. So this is the benefit of, you know, counting to 10, taking 3 breaths, going for a walk, doing something that raises your vibration back to some level of peace. Whether it's getting into the moment through breathing, whether it's tapping, whether it's dancing, whether it's calling a friend, anything that will bring you up into a higher zone gives you a bigger perspective to solve your problem from. You will be able to have a thought when you're feeling unconditional love that you are absolutely unable to access when you're much lower. So on a personal level, the best thing you can do if you're feeling like shit and you're angry or you're struggling with a problem is to just forget about it and go do something that makes you feel good. Because somewhere this beautiful thought's going to slip into your mind that just couldn't slip in before. So it's counterintuitive in our Western world. You know, keep going at that problem until you find the solution. But really, drop the problem, walk away, go do something nice, and you will find the or the solution will come find you. And on the global scale, like whether it's to do with, you know, sustainable power solutions or social solutions to, you know, entrenched problems, the solutions never come from people who are feeling totally disempowered and angry. They come from people who've reached some level of peace and inspiration and overcome the fear and have had a creative download on some amazing way to solve that problem. We just need everyone bumping up in vibration because it's the realm of solutions. Problems feel horrible, solutions feel fantastic. So get yourself feeling fantastic and let a solution in. And collectively, let's let the solutions in.
I love that.
That's why I think it's the answer to everything.
Raise your vibe, guys.
Yeah, and the other thing about creativity and like just the, I'll try to keep this story brief. But when my husband was freshly dead, and you know life was opening in a completely different direction, I knew I had to pack up the house and go camping. Before we'd moved across the country to that little town, I'd actually hung up my camping gloves. I loved camping, but with little children, I just found myself doing all the work I did at home, except like twice as much and bent over hurting my back at the same time so that everyone else could have a wonderful time. It was like, I love camping, but I'm just going to wait till everyone's a little bit older and can pull their weight a bit more so that I get to have fun too. Like I'm over camping. So just like fast forward 3 years, my husband's dead. My children are between 15 months and 12. All I can think about is camping. Like I can't get camping out of my mind. I'm so inspired. I'm thinking about, you know, what we need and how to set up the trailer. It was just coming through me that that was the next thing I had to do. Didn't know why at that time, but I was just seized by the impulse to go traveling and camping. My friend, beautiful woman, at exactly the same time, we'd often have coffee after kid drop off at school. She was equally enthused by opening a retro barber's shop. It was just like the thing that she wanted to do. And she was finding all this amazing old barbershop furniture. She can't stand women's chemicals in their hair. Like just trimming men's hair, having interesting conversations was her thing. And I'd rave about camping. She'd rave about retro, you know, barbershop stuff. And we were both so inspired by that. We couldn't have swapped. She couldn't have gotten excited about camping. I couldn't have gotten excited about opening a barbershop. Because each of us is given the vision that is unique to us and that is the thing that we're supposed to learn and grow through and meet people through and interact through. So it's like total permission to love what you love and to be inspired by what inspires you, because there's this whole wonderful unfolding that is ahead for you if you just follow the things that come into your mind and into your visions. And I love helping people create their visions into their lives.
That's so beautiful.
And smiles on their faces.
I know. And who do you like to work with? Who's your sort of your client base, typically speaking?
Mostly women, but men aren't excluded. I just need them not to hit on me because that's really uncomfortable. Indigo Generation kind of covers it. There's a whole bunch of amazing people down here who feel like they've been dropped off on the wrong planet, and they've never really fit in. They've never really known how to fit in, and they tend to be very independent, very intelligent, very intuitive, but really in some way feel very trapped here. Like there's some aspect of their life that they feel trapped in, whether it's relationship or finances or just knowing how to be themselves in the world that they live in. And they're my people. I can speak to them very, very, very easily, and we have just too much fun.
That's awesome. And
I love helping them get free.
Yeah, I know. Just to explain to the audience what indigo means, the indigo generation.
Well, the lady who coined the term observed that indigo colour in the aura of babies who are coming in kind of like the mid to late 70s. I'd be one of the early waves. There's a couple of waves, you know, a couple times earlier in the century. My beautiful hippies were the forerunners. They're a bit emotionally battered and bruised now from being ahead of their time. But just people who are very freedom-minded, do have that warrior nature, and really came here, warrior nature and intuitive nature, and a really, really strong sense of truth. They could just know when someone's lying to you. They might not even know that they're lying to themselves, but you just have this really strong instinct for people who are aligned with what they're saying and how they're behaving, and a really low tolerance for bullshit. But at the same time, born into this society, often into fairly dysfunctional families, have had to deal with a lot, but really know what they like in life and what they don't like in life, even if they don't know how to make the bridge to living the life that they want. So yeah, feeling trapped and alienated is very strong for indigo ones. But when they get in their power, oh my God, like the creativity that comes through, everyone I know who's stepped into their power and started to make money, it's not the evils of money that we're seeing in the corporatocracy. It's how good can I make my life and how much can that generosity spill out into my community? So they're making changes in all spheres because they want to, not because there's status in it or there's, you know, any reward other than internal fulfillment. So we're here to rock the boat. We're here to change the place. upgrade.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's amazing.
And it doesn't matter whether you have the label indigo. It's just, it's there, and it kind of makes sense of a whole bunch of stuff.
Fantastic. Wow, that's just amazing. So I know that you're launching very soon a mini course called Personal Reality Alchemy, How to Redesign Your Reality Using Tools You Were Born With.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the sound of this. Just tell me a little bit more.
It's basically the guts of what I've figured out for myself and then have spoken and taught to so many people. I might as well package it up into something that can be downloaded and accessed by more people. So I made it as intuitive and easy to understand as possible, and laid it out as a workbook as well, so that you can work through it. And it's so simple that I went to print it off, and the print failed, and I needed half the pages. And my son found half my ebook lying around. He just picked it up and started reading it and came back to me later and said, "That's amazing, Mama. I just used that and I've totally changed my relationship with my freediving," because he's really into freediving, "and to how he feels that he can be as he goes underwater and hold his breath for 4 minutes and things like that." Like it can apply to anything, absolutely any existential struggle that you're having. It doesn't matter whether it's relationships or finances or your past or anything at all. It's the tools you need to shift your reality from what you're feeling to what you want to feel instead. And it's very, very, very simple. I can't stress how simple it is.
Oh, it's just so amazing. Mm. So where can people find that? Is that at your website or?
Yeah, I was making it my website freebie, but I realized there's probably just a bit too much in it. A few friends I've given it to have said, "I can see how good that is, so I'm putting it aside until I've got time." And I don't want people to put it aside until they've got time. It's like you've got to dive in. So I've taken one little tiny piece out of that and put that on my website as the free thing that you can download if you trade me your email address. And that's a tapping on the resistance to change. So whenever you want something, but you can feel yourself stopping yourself from having it at the same time. It's like one foot on the brake and one foot on the accelerator. It's a little like maybe 10-minute tapping meditation to shift you out of resistance so that you can flow with yourself. So that's a piece that's in the mini course. And then I've, if you download that, you'll receive an email inviting you to buy the mini course, which I've made it under $100 because I want everyone to be able to have it. Even mamas on the sole parent pension like me can afford less than $100. And when you invest that tiny bit in yourself, it actually means even more to you. So, yeah, it's a mini course, but it's very affordable and it'll be there soon. I just have to get all the links clicking correctly.
Brilliant.
If you can't find it on my website, just email me at Giselle@indigoimpulse.com and I will make
sure
I get it.
And the website again is www.indigoimpulse.com. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Giselle. It's been so much fun having you on the show. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
We decided it would be fun and it was.
I know. Well, there you go.
That's my comfort zone.
There you go. Stretched. That elastic band has been stretched and we'll never go back to the shape it was before.
Never, ever. When you ask me in May, I thought, oh, surely by August I'll have it all up and accessible. And here we are in August. So thank you for kicking me. I really, really, really appreciate it.
You're so close. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much. It's been a huge pleasure. As always, I absolutely love talking to you. It's always deeply insightful and inspiring.
I always live with a huge smile on my face. I love you to pieces.
I love you too. Amazing. Well, this was the 13th episode of Being Brilliant with Giselle Genoway and your host, myself, Amy Hackett-Jones, leadership and life coach at amyhackettjones.com. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again in 2 weeks. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.